Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, October 21st, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Twitch is testing a Rewind the Stream feature, letting viewers view and scrub through the last 2 minutes of a stream. A picture-in-picture window will also let viewers keep watching the live stream. The feature will be tested with roughly a quarter of viewers in the coming days. Nikkei sources say Oppo is developing its own chips for its flagship phones. The custom chips are targeted for release in 2023 or 2024. Oppo is the fourth largest smartphone maker in the world. The Wall Street Journal sources say the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is expected to issue orders this week seeking information from Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook, and other tech finance companies on consumer data practices. This is expected to be a broad survey with dozens of questions, and the Bureau will seek public comment on the requests. Samsung announced the Galaxy Z Flip 3 Bespoke Edition, which lets you customize the color of the back and the front of the phone with supposedly 49 different color combinations available. The frame is limited to black or silver, though. It costs $100 more than the regular Flip 3. You can swap to a new color with something called the Bespoke Upgrade Care Service, starting at $79 and available in November. The Galaxy Watch 4 will also get bespoke options, as well as an update to Wear OS. It now offers fall detection and a knock-knock gesture to launch a pre-selected app. The Brave browser has removed Google, Quant, and DuckDuckGo as its default search engines in various markets. New installations of the browser will use Brave's own search as its default. Brave Search is built on an independent index and does not track user searches or clicks. However, an ad-supported version of the service is coming soon. The U.S. Department of Commerce announced it will require companies to get a license from the Bureau of Industry and Security in order to export certain security software, particularly intrusion software, to Russia and China. This extends existing rules to cover tools like Pegasus that don't involve encryption. The rules do make an exemption for cyber defense purposes to try to avoid inhibiting security research and collaboration. Starting November 3rd, YouTube Music will support free background listening on its ad-supported tier in Canada, but limit videos to its premium tier. It's unclear when this tier change will come to other countries. President Donald Trump announced the launch of a social media platform called Truth Social. An invite-only beta of the platform will launch in November, with a national rollout expected in Q2 2022. Google began rolling out dedicated focus time entries in Calendar. These will display a small headphones icon on your calendar, and users can choose to automatically decline meetings during these blocks. The feature initially rolled out to rapid release track users and will eventually roll out to workspace business, enterprise, education, and nonprofit customers. NVIDIA added a new $99 a month RTX 3080 tier to its GeForce Now game streaming service. This offers subscribers access to a dedicated RTX 3080 GPU in the cloud through a new SuperPod dedicated low-latency gaming server. Customers can stream games up to 8 hours at a time at 1440p at 120 frames per second on Macs and PCs, or 4K HDR at 60 frames per second with 7.1 surround sound on NVIDIA's Shield TV devices. A preview version of the Windows subsystem for Android is available now in beta channels of Windows 11. It plans to bring the preview to the dev channel down the road. If you want to try it, you'll need to set your Windows 11 beta to the US region and have a US-based Amazon App Store account. Microsoft and Amazon curated 50 apps to put in the test version of the store. Google fully removed support for FTP from Chrome 95. This had been disabled by default since Chrome 88, but could previously be toggled on. Mozilla removed FTP support from Firefox 89 back in July. DJI announced the Ronin 4D Cinema Camera, available in 8K or 6K versions. It includes an integrated Zenmuse X9 gimbal, supports DL, Sony E-mount, and Leica M-mount lenses, and uses a LiDAR focusing system, able to determine exact distance data up to 10 meters away. It can shoot up to 6K 60 frames per second or 4K 120 frames per second. The 6K version costs $7,199, the 8K, $11,499. Initial benchmarks show the GPU on Apple's M1 Max chip scored 68,870 in Geekbench 5's metal test. This is 62% higher than the top-end AMD Radeon Pro 5600M offered on the previous 16-inch MacBook Pro, and 181% faster than the base GPU. The closest equivalent GPU score is the AMD Radeon Pro Vega 56 found in the iMac Pro. And finally, the team behind the PS3 emulator RPCS3 announced that all known games and software in its database now boot in its emulator, accounting for over 6,000 titles. Of these, currently 63.53% of PS3 games are ranked in the top playable tier. The team has been working on RPCS3 since 2011. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.